It's a Sonic Session. Another live to digital performance in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge from Sonic 1029. Enjoy the acoustics. They look good on you.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, a Juno Award-winning Hamilton, Ontario band releasing a brand new album next month called High Noon, The Arkells.
Thanks.
I'm just excited. Let's start with a song. Let's just get right into it. Never thought this would happen. Arkells, everyone.
This is a summer campfire jam. 2, 3.
Beating the drum all night, dancing naked around a fire, leaving trouble behind, swimming in the water. We found the tent with the flashlight, we were looking for a hideout. And when you're praying for no strings, sometimes you get tied down. And I never thought that this would happen. And you got out weird after the weekend. Sometimes you make out with an old friend. It happens. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. Hey. She could never hold her tongue much. And when I bit her lip hard, expected some review like 2 out of 5 stars. But in a moment she revealed that she was no different. We were just kids, nervous breathing. Show me some forgiveness, how may I? And I never thought that this would happen. And you got out weird after the weekend. Sometimes you make out with an old friend. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. And if you don't know, then I don't know how these things go. Canadian summer dress code now. Now in your woolly socks and Birkenstocks, what will they say about us? At the hour of the evening, rest assured, the night will carry on without us. But if we have to play one card and say we both blacked out, my friends seem to trust us. They believe this silly kind of cop out. Here we go. And I never thought that this would happen. And you got out weird after the weekend. Sometimes you make out with an old friend. Sometimes. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. And if you don't know, then I don't know how these things go. This would happen. Clap your hands if you don't got a booster juice. And hey. You got out weird after the weekend. Some product placement. And I, you make out with an old friend. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. Keep that up, okay? Keep it going. And I never thought that this would happen. And you got out. Sometimes you make out with an old friend. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. And if you don't know, then I don't know how how these things go. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thank you. You sound great.
See, our Kel's right there.
I was worried about the booster juice screwing up the clapping, so I just want to give the warning to the listeners.
Last time we spoke was about a year ago. I caught your performance at K-Days last year. You guys sounded incredible, but since then, catch us up. What have the Arkells been up to?
We've been working on these new songs. That was in July last year, probably? Yeah, so we most of last summer we were working on the new record on these new songs, and in October we went out to Los Angeles and recorded the record, most of the record, and then we finished it in Toronto a couple months ago, and it's coming out in August. So yeah, it's been busy, but a different kind of busy. Normally busy is like on the road, getting in the van, being on a bus, and touring, but this kind of busy was like hunkering down and writing new songs.
So High Noon, why call the album High Noon?
It's a lyric in the first song on the record, Fake Money. And I don't know, High Noon is the name of an old Western from the 50s, and the record has a lot of sort of cinematic moments. We hired like a string section for a number of the songs. Actually, that song, we have a string section on it. And also, the record's a little more probably confrontational than the last couple records. It's like sort of addressing a lot of sort of like political themes. And I like the idea of like High Noon sort of represents sort of a point of confrontation and in a kind of an interesting way, imagery wise, I'd say.
So it's not like a super duper early 420.
Oh no! Oh yeah, come on!
I was curious.
Someone had to make a stoner joke, huh? All right, we've gotten that actually on Twitter a couple times. Grow up, people.
Leave it for me for things to get deep. Yeah. one thing I really noticed about this album. A lot more sort of upfront synths, gated percussion, sort of like an 80s pop rock record, like a modern one.
You know, we definitely, the record's pretty diverse, actually. We finished the record, actually, in Toronto with this producer named Eric Ratz. And so there's some real rock and roll bangers. He's done stuff with, like, Metric and Billy Talent and Monster Truck. And we had a great time working with him on three of the songs. But one of the reasons why we went to Los Angeles was this guy named Tony Hoffer, who... worked on the M83 record, Fits in the Tantrums, The Kooks, Bell and Sebastian. So he had a real range of bands that we love that he's like worked either mixing or producing. And so we were really excited to just do something different that didn't sound like the first two records.
Well, it still sounds distinctly Arkell. So, I mean, congratulations on that.
You know? Well, that's the thing. We always figure as long as it's the five of us playing, that'll be the thread. But then it's... you know, it's sort of up to us how adventurous we want to get with some of the production stylings, and we really went to town on that stuff.
Well, how else does High Noon differ from Jackson Square or even Michigan Left?
Like, how else does it differ? I think, like Max was saying, we always like trying to, you know, integrate new instruments and new ways of writing the record. Like, this time we kind of hunkered down in Hamilton and was like 5 days a week. We went in. It was almost like it was like kind of like a job in a way, but it was really fun. Like, we had this kind of discipline that I don't think we'd ever really had before to go in every day and like, you know, tackle ideas. And it was really fun. And we had a great space in Hamilton that had these huge windows that like let in the light, which is different than most rehearsal spaces, which are like dank. And you hear metal bands in the background, and you're just like, what am I doing here? But this was a little better. Like, it really inspired us to make music that felt good.
We told people it was 9 to 5, but it was more like 11 to 3.
Yeah.
With a really long
with lunch. With a big lunch.
Yeah.
But the string section, though, that's legit.
Yeah. Actually, Anthony wrote all the string parts. So and then we hired some players.
But it was very cool, like, watching them play the songs. Like, we had never had an experience like that. It was very cool.
It's like writing a symphony.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's impressive. How
Not
did you
quite.
Get into
I mean,
that?
Only four players, right?
It's like writing a baby symphony.
Yeah. Baby steps is what we're trying to do.
I had a lot
do.
Of help from Igor, who I guess works for the Hamilton Orchestra.
Yeah, he's like a local composer. It was cool. And the cool thing about Tony Hoffer working with him is that he kind of liked all kinds of music. He wasn't like a folk guy, or he wasn't a pop guy, he wasn't a rock guy. He just kind of liked everything. He was just like, as long as it's exciting, it's good. So I throw like a reference at him. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that. He was very open. And I think for the band, as music listeners, we love like a lot of different kinds of music. Like, obviously, we sort of grew up on rock and roll, but we love like some modern pop music. We love like kind of heavier punk music. We love hip hop. And so if we could throw a reference at him. And even if it didn't, even if it doesn't sound like we're trying to reference Kanye, there might be a moment in one of the songs where we're like, oh, let's do that weird thing Kanye did in one of the songs. And it's, and so that was, it was really fun to collaborate with him on that.
Yeah, I mean, rock and roll people who listen to nothing but rock, that's kind of like, that's musical inbreeding.
You know? It's kind of boring to us. So yeah, we definitely want it to, yeah, to not be like constrained by any expectations.
Well, the next song you're going to play for us is a track called 1111.
Yeah. This is a romantic one, boys and girls.
You were all done up, but it wasn't for me. You were up at the front, tapping your feet. I was back at the bar, you had your eyes on the stage. You had an X on your hand to tell him your age. I didn't put my money on it, but I was hoping that you would be here. I was something that you ever wanted. I'm all ears, I'm all ears. You made a wish at 11:11. I held your hips at 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside the door. And oh, I knew from the beginning. Oh, it was you from the beginning. Excuses disguised, all the ones before. I've been convincing myself they could be something more. I said, if you go home, get on the phone and tell your girlfriends about me, then I'll go home and sleep on my own and dream of a girl named Lonnie. I couldn't hold a candle to you, but you were glowing in the dark. I was nervous just standing with you. You were glowing in the dark. Yes, you were. You made a wish at 11:11. I held your hips at 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside the door. And oh, I knew from the beginning. Oh, it was you from the beginning. And you weren't even trying. Your dirty blonde hair, it had me going wild. You were a little bit shy then. There's no denying something so true. You made a wish at 11:11. I had your hips at 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside that door. And oh, I knew from the beginning. Oh, it was you from the beginning. It was you from the beginning.
Thank you.
It's the Arkells in the Sonic Listener Lounge. You guys played the Calgary Stampede last night. Which, sorry for telling people. I know that's like saying you slept with an ugly girl. If we won't hold it against you.
Shots fired in Edmonton.
I was just thinking, though, that's got to be such a different kind of show for you guys to play in terms of audience composition. You know, you play at, say, the Starlight Room. Mm-hmm. It's all people who are just there to see you.
Yeah.
And it's like playing a show in front of a crowd, a massive crowd of strangers.
No, you know what? It was mostly Arkells fans there. It was weird. Like, we played in this tent. I guess, like, every, like, lot is just open to be made a tent in Calgary during the Stampede. So we were in this random tent, and we got there, and there was, like, the place was surrounded by cowboys and cowgirls. And so we're like, I wonder how this is going to go. And it was a paid event, though. So if people wanted to go to the show, they needed to spend, you know, $30 or whatever to see the band. And then slowly but surely, all these people not wearing cowboy hats... We're
Edmontonians, we call them.
We're walking around. They're like, am I in the right place right now? But then by the time we hit the stage at 10 o'clock, it was like just packed with Arkells fans. And then along the sides, kind of in like the beer garden area, there was like cowboys. And they were like, they're interested in what was going on. And I wore a cowboy hat to bridge the gap. And they seemed to like that. We played a song with a harmonica in it, and they appreciated it. So it was cool, man. Like, we don't discriminate, especially this day and age, as I was saying. People aren't as, like, stuck to their genres. And I think most people there, like, dressed up, don't normally dress up like that. They just, you know, everyone just does that in Calgary for the week. So
it's amazing how many people can't pull off a cowboy hat, right?
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I posted a picture on our Instagram, and it got, like, 1,000 likes in a cowboy hat. Sorry.
Yeah, cowboy
so
hats. They have...
I can pull it off pretty damn well.
Maybe they just don't make cowboy hats in size like 14XL or whatever this is. I noticed when you were playing, never thought this would happen, baseball reference, sliding into second. I am not a sports guy. You're a big sports guy,
yeah,
I get
yeah,
the
yeah.
impression.
It's also like a sexual innuendo, too. Like, so I am a
sports
I'll
let you know
fan.
When I get there.
Yeah. yeah, no,
tonight
I mean.
Could be the night.
We're actually... Yeah, we do definitely have some, like a lot of sports reference. It's a lot of the stuff I read is sports journalism and things, so it always kind of creeps into the Arkells stuff. But cool thing that actually just happened like twice in the last 2 weeks, Scene Fest in St. Catharines, Ontario, a kid came up and had an Agent Zero tattoo. And so we have a song on the last record named Agent Zero. It's about Gilbert Arenas, who's formerly a professional basketball player. It kind of tells his story. And then in Edmonton... in Calgary yesterday, another kid came to the show and had a sleeve that was Agent Zero tattoo, like inspired by the song. And it was pretty, like, I don't have any tattoos. I was like, you're getting a tattoo of one of our songs? That's crazy. So it was really cool. And then he came on stage during the show. Like, I saw him in the audience because I'd seen him before earlier in the day. I was like, get on up here. And he sang the whole song with us. So
it was actually awesome.
Cool.
He crowd surfed to the stage.
Yeah.
It was really, pretty cool.
Towards the back, I was like, hey, where's our man? This Agent Zero tattoo. And then, like 30 seconds later, he's just like, oh, there he's coming.
Yeah, floated on
he
up.
Made that guy's life is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I know. It was cool. It was a moment.
Yeah.
The new album also available, limited edition clear vinyl. How do we get our hands on that if we're a huge Arkells fan?
I think you just go to our website. It's right on. Let's go to arkellsmusic.com, and it's right there. So
it's
limited edition. I'm not sure exactly how many, but
yeah,
once they run out, they run out. But
yeah, well, for Jackson Square, we made purple ones and only like a run of 200, and they're gone. And people are always asking us, how can
Who's
I get a
the huge
one?
Vinyl fan in the band?
Like,
yeah, definitely
yeah.
me. Yeah.
I got a few.
What's the prize jewel, the crown jewel in your collection?
I have some nerdy other musical likes. Like I like this album Getz and Gilberto. It's like the girl from Ipanema, that song. It's like on there. It's like really like lounge jazz, but it's hard to find. So
it's like Garner Andrews background music.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. It's like if you come to my place, yeah, it's like weird. It's like people come in, they're like, ugh.
I saw the poster for him in your hallway here. That's sort of what Mike looks like at home. He's yeah. in a tank top eating weird meat and stuff.
Yeah. Listening to odd jazz, yeah.
Well, again, the album is called High Noon. It's out August 5th. You can pre-order it now. When can we expect the Arkells back in Edmonton proper for a show?
We're gonna keep you waiting. Probably might be 2015, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was earlier too. So, you'll be hearing from us. Don't you worry.
And one last song to wrap up with, one you may just recognize from the radio. Come to Light, the Arkells, everyone.
This is our best Don Henley Eagles impression. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. Ooh, for a second there, I felt peace and calm. The underpass will keep us from harm. And the wipers moved like some waving arms. We were flashing headlights at coming cars. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, if we could make it to the morning, we could get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I ain't choosing sides of what we do in the darkness. Come to light, all right.
your eyes. It'll come to light, all right. Ooh, and in times of fear, you shelter me. You hold me close, so tenderly. And with my headphones on, as I fall asleep, you're my barricade from intruding dreams. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, we can make it to the morning. We can get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I ain't choosing sides. And what we do in the darkness will come to light, all right. It'll come to light, all right. It'll come to light, all right. Ooh, and in silence fair, when I picked up, the words hit me hard and like I want to punch. So I went home to face the storm, and the thought of you, it keeps me warm. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, we can make it to the morning. We could get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I hate choosing sides. What we do in the darkness, yeah, what we do in the darkness comes to light. When everything went wrong, you're keeping my head on. And in time, the things that hurt today will begin to fade away.
Lane Mitchell Show podcast at sonic1029.com. Then release it into the wild like a fish without any mouth wounds.